chance of snow on Sunday into Monday, I guess. And then either Wednesday or Thursday, I think we have a chance of a little bit more dusting of snow. And our local weather rat, I guess, as Fatty likes to call weathermen, I think that is his nickname for weatherman, or either it's just his local weatherman. I'm not really sure what the backstory is there, but he said it could be historic snowfall for us.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Our local weather rat, Fatty, said it could be historic.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3401 of the BFO for Wednesday the 17th of February 2021, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day. I've got an Axe Big Fatty question and more so-so questions, Big Fatty. Hello, Smudgies, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Ash Wednesday is going well. Y'all, you're Smudgies today because y'all, when you're walking around, Torsvon or wherever, y'all, if you see somebody with a little smudge on their forehead, just walk up to them with a, you know, like one of those sanitizing wipes and just wipe it off for them, because you know they just don't know that it's there. And your Big Fatty is kind of like trying to put on your makeup while you're driving your jalopy. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I can see y'all today. Today, the 17th of February. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've never met this person face-to-face, but Scotty. Scotty, the little Aussie battler, has. And, y'all, he is the other half of one of the number one fans of the BFO. That number one fan, best known as the crazy Mexican from over there in Bulgaria. Y'all, I am talking about the better half of that couple. Y'all, I'm talking about Mr. Zed. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Mr. Zed. It's true. And Mr. Zed, you know, the crazy Mexican had him, and Mr. Zed, y'all, they love to travel. So I'm sure the quarantine, the Bulgarian quarantine, has been very stressful on them, not being able to go out and get cake or use a coupon at the Burger King or whatever. But y'all, Mr. Zed is just, in my interactions with him on the Twitty, y'all, just as kind a person as you'll ever meet. And y'all, he's had some tragedy in his life here recently. I believe his father and his brother both passed away in the same day this past year. And y'all, it's, and put that on top of the coronal virus, y'all, it's you know, this should be a happy occasion, and let's mark it as one. So y'all, if you see Mr. Zed or that old crazy Mexican hat M on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish Mr. Zed a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake and maybe a big old sausage. Big Fatty, I have gotten vulgar. Oh, dear Gussie.
Happy birthday to you.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a
Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from my number one straight boyfriend, Straight Bob down there in the future, and he says, dear Drunky Mac Drunk Drunk, Big Fatty, he's nailed that one. He says, when I was a boy, I would walk up to the center street and get my hair cut at Phil's 4 1/2 barbers. They would always finish with brushing Panade's talc on our neck. I love that smell. My question is, have any of your barbers ever used it? Straight Bob. Well, Straight Bob, first of all, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. And this is absolutely an excellent question. I know they're only usually so-so questions. Now, Kathy Marshall and Peter G, that Peter G might consider this a so-so question. So throw him in the drum. They have with the brush. They've brushed it on. In fact, I have a metal container shaker of that very talcum powder, and I'll use it on you on your next visit, Big Fatty. Well, I played it because that Alex, he has thrown the Twitty away, because y'all, he's trying to get Flo to give him a better rate on his car insurance, and y'all, it was technology app. Application he was giving him fits on his so he threw away lots of other apps, and y'all, it hadn't done any good, so he's gonna come back on the 20, he says. But y'all, he left a comment over there at the BFO, Big Fatty more than Miss Beaver did. Well, you know, I have evidently pushed the Beaver button, Big Fatty the Beaver button, and y'all, I must have pissed Miss Beaver off, because by the way, since I'm talking about Miss Beaver, y'all, as I'm going through all these archives, there were a lot of shows where the title referred to Miss Beaver. You know, she lives over there. She's the ambassador, the BFO ambassador to the Faroe Islands. I don't know if you knew that or not. I made that comment, said that she commented about the Aldi, and I said something, and y'all, it must have been Big Fetish. I'm sure she's unsubscribed. Well, you know, it would be outrageous. Just outrageous. Yes, Big Fetish. Y'all, speaking of outrageous, after I talked to you on yesterday's, when I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I had made, on Monday afternoon, I had made a big old pan of Brussels sprouts, and y'all, I had that with some of that Cuban pork, the mojo pork, and I had Brussels sprouts, and y'all, then I had tried something. It was the steam fresh riced cauliflower. So y'all, I had Brussels sprouts and cauliflower, along with a vinegar-based poke. So, y'all, you can just imagine what it was like here in the villa on a Monday night. Big Fatty, I still am holding my nose with a clothespin. Y'all, it was a toot fest. I mean, a toot fest. And I mean, it just kept on coming. And but y'all, I had that. Now I watched some things on the TV machine, and y'all, we had a warm front. Believe it or not, it was a warm front that moved through the Charleston area, and y'all, we had thunderstorms. There was thunder and lightning as it came through. And the temperatures, rather than going down overnight, they went up. They went up. Yes, Big Betty. But anyway, y'all, I did not open the windows. But y'all slept like a baby. Yes, Big Betty. And woke up on Tuesday morning. Y'all, I decided I was going to go to the Sam's Club during the elderly hours. And so, y'all, I hopped in old Ruby Red, and I was off to the Sam's Club. Y'all, I didn't pick up much. I did shop around a little bit, though. Y'all, I've decided that this coming Friday at Fatty's, we're going to have brufkas. Either that, or I asked Granny, and he says, oh, I was thinking we might have pizza pie. So, y'all, it's either going to be brufkas or pizza pie. But, y'all, I bought some more of those dehydrated hash browns, hash brown potatoes, because y'all, they fry up real good for the good crispy hash browns. So if we have the brufkas, we'll have that. Y'all got a couple of pounds of that good Wright's thick slice bafran in case we have the brufkas. And y'all, then I'd pick me up what did I pick up? I picked up one rotisserie chickens because, y'all, I decided I was going to make me some more chicken soup. I think Casey in Denver showed some chicken noodle soup that Mr. Man had made for him. And, y'all, it would just look delicious. And so I picked that up. And, y'all, I was shopping on around. I went over where they had the prepared meals, and y'all, there was a thing of rotisserie chicken bazooms, and y'all, there were four rotisserie chicken bazooms in this package, and I guess it's just rotisserie chickens that didn't sell the day before. And y'all, I only care for the bruftuses. Yes, Big Betty, you like to show them. I do. And so, y'all, I put the rotisserie chicken back, and y'all, I got this package. Y'all, it was four rotisserie chicken bruftuses, and it was a dollar cheaper than the whole rotisserie chicken. Big Betty, you cheap ass. So, y'all, I'm gonna make me some chicken soup later this week. And y'all came home, had my brufkas, McCaffrey, read the paper, and y'all, then I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, it was in the upper 50s when I went out. I didn't even really need a jacket. Went out and did the big circle, came back. My guy was here. Y'all, he's trying to finish up painting the villa. And y'all, he thinks he's going to be finished today, Wednesday. But y'all, I don't think there's any way in hell he's going to be finished. But anyway, we'll see. but y'all, it's just beginning to just look lovely. And y'all, I got a message over there at the BFO from Dr. Stone. He says, are we going to get to see pictures of the newly painted villa? And y'all, I took a picture of an area that he was working on that it didn't complete. And you can see the before, how it's faded, and the after he's put the new paint on. Yo, by the way, Dr. Stone understands that the paint color is chartreuse. Big Betty, chartreuse. Big Betty, I think that's what the Granny's toilet wants with his butthole. He wants a chartreuse. Big Betty, vulgar. But anyway, y'all, then Hortensia. Hortensia came to the villa. She and her helper, and y'all, the villa is just lovely after Hortensia finishes. Y'all, I went out and I had an errand I had to do at the bank. I had to go see Mr. Mooney, if you will, and then I came back and I was, young Nicholas stopped by and we had a nice little conversation. We sat out in the sun. It was just nice, to just sit out there. And, then he left and I watched the CBS Evening News, with Miss Nora O'Donnell. And now, y'all, I'm recording The Little Show. Yes, Big Betty.
It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question Month. It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners. Give us your crappy questions that Fatty can answer in his final year of the little show and astound us with your mediocrity. It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question Month. Get off your keisters and call in.
Yeah, I say y'all, that, of course, is the Haunt Cub. And Haunt Cub, thank you so much for that totally original quite frankly, it's just pathetic. Just pathetic the amount of effort you put into that. Yes, Big Fatty, especially since he thought it was the last year of the little show. Big Fatty, by the way, I think Miss Beaver is giving up the little show for Lent. I know I am. But y'all, our social question today, y'all, it comes to us from the number one fans of the BFO for 2021. Y'all, that is the fake orgasm and the British invasion. And they say, dearest Fatty, comma big, your thoughts, please, about a BigFatty.com ASMR podcast episode. Y'all, that would be an autonomous sensory meridian response. Not to be confused with a BigFatty.com 20-minute podcast episode of silence. La from Leeds, Mexico, times two. Fake orgasm and the British invasion. P.S. Watch your backside, and if you're fortunate, also enjoy watching the backsides of others. And, y'all, there's some sort of little animals on rollerblades wagging their tails, but I don't know what that is. And then it says the autonomous sensory meridian response, coined in 2010, ASMR is a relaxing, often sedative sensation that begins on the scalp and moves down the body. Also known as a brain massage, it's triggered by placid sights and sounds such as whispers, accents, and crackles. Oh dear Gussie. Number one fans, first of all, thank you so much for the e-letter, for that question. Absolutely a so-so question, because I still don't know what in God's name you're asking. If Big Fatty can't figure it out, Big Fatty, everybody else probably did then. Well, maybe so. You're in the pot. You're in the pot. 9 days old. It's true. So, thank you for that anyway. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Hat. Y'all, to all of you going through all that winter weather, Big Fatty's thinking of you. And Crooked Hat, do you have any words of wisdom for all?
Our local weather rat, Fatty, said it could be historic.
Oh, yes, it is historic that Big Fatty would mention your weather.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.